really wait till May or June now. It's late. I don't know if he's coming. No? All right. We're a chaf down based on halacha dal. Mechem should be no. If you have a hot water urn, which you emptied, you shouldn't put into it hot, cold water, in order that water heats up. But you can put hot, cold water into the urn or into a cup in order to remove its coldness, to make it lukewarm. Okay, so not in order to heat it up, but in order to make it lukewarm, which is different. Of course, Gemara is going to define the difference between heating up main or lukewarm. Rabbi Barbar Breid, Rabbi Barbar Breid, Rabbi Chia Barboa, and Rabbi Chia B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Lo Shem Lo Tocha Kos. The impression one receives from our Mishnah is that you can even put the water into the urn in order to heat up. You can even put it in urn in order to warm it up, as long as it's lahafshir, in order to take off the cold, in order to make it lukewarm, and not in order to actually cook. Right? He says no. He says into a cup, which is what kind of keli? Into a cup, yes, but not into the pot. Not into the pot, not into the urn itself. Right. Lo shel tocha kos, ho lo tocha lo, but not into the kli rishon itself. On Ramana, Ramana said, Kashisi kumi Rabbi Bo. I asked a question from Rabbi Bo. Lo tani Rabbi Yochanan al Seifa. I'm sorry, lo tani Rabbi Yochanan al Seifa. It could be that Rabbi Yochanan made a statement about the Seifa. If you look at the end of Mishnah, it says, Amanosu tocho tocha kos kadeh lav shiron. He could, because he put it inside the urn and inside the cup. So maybe Rabbi Yochanan took out the word Lutocha over there. In other words, you can't put it on the inside over there, because he takes out the word Lutocha. That's just taking out one word. That's okay. So Lotani Rabbi Yochanan al Seifa, but Lotani al Reisha? But you're not going to learn it on the Reisha? Bishvil Sheichamu, where it says, in order to heat it up, only is prohibited. In the ratio, we're certainly talking about a mecham, right? There's no word you can take out, right? Because the subject conversation is the mecham, right? So there it says quite clear, quite explicitly, that the only reason I'm going to put the water in it is because you're going to heat it up, right? But if you're not going to heat it up, you're just going to make it lukewarm. It sounds quite clearly like it's mutter, right? And that's what he's saying here. Lo tani aresha b'shvil sheichamu. The not learn the aresha. The only time it tells us when he's doing it to get heat the water up. Cholav shirin lo, but he's doing it to make it lukewarm. It's not osir. So the Gemara doesn't answer the question. The Gemara just leaves that as is. Now the Gemara says, Asa Rabbi Ba Barakana, Rabbi Barashi b'shem Rav. They argue. We say imachamman osir. If they heat it up, it's forbidden. And if it's in order to take off the cold, in order to make it lukewarm, mutter, then it's permissible, even in an urn, which is the Pashup Shana and Mishnah. And a clear reason also, you can put it in order to heat it up. Okay? I don't know. That's true. That's the machlokas. What's the machlokas? Tani, we learned. No sin chamitotzonen. It says you can put hot water into cold water. In other words, if you have a standing vat of cold water and you pour hot water into it, that's okay. You're allowed to do that. However, yeah, also, let's assume all things being considered, that may or may not be germane, but let's assume it is. So, no sun kami to chotone, avlotone to chami, but not cold water to hot water. Why is that? Because whatever's in the bottom always impacts more on the top. It's called tatar gavar. Heat rises, right? So therefore, you know, you're allowed to pour hot into cold, he says, but not cold into hot. Basil says, "Bein chamim tochtonim, bein tzonim tochamim mutter." It doesn't matter whether it's hot, the cold, or hot. It's both mutter. Says the Gemara, Arubam Bati Chamin, Latoch Tzonein Mutter, what if you have a whole bathhouse, a whole bathtub full of hot water, then of course it's also pouring the cold water, right? How, I'm sorry, Chamin Toch Tzonein, you pour hot water into cold water, not a whole bathtub of hot water, you pour a little bit of hot water into a bathtub of cold water, that's obviously mutter, because the proportion is so skewed in favor of the cold water, right? However, the other way, if you pour cold water into hot water, right? Also, that's forbidden. Because then, tato. Right. And if cold water is overcome by the bathtub water, right? Right, that's probably true. Yeah, obviously. Rabbi Shimon Matir. Shimon says it doesn't make a difference. To pour cold water to hot water or hot water to cold water, regardless of which is the bath water and which is not. Asya de Rav, Rabbi Shimon, and here it says, in the Karmanayim Primosh, it says that Rabbi Shimon Matir is Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya. The reason why the significance about the next is because of the next line. It says, when Asya de Rav, Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya, there's a typo here, it says Elazar, right? But it should be Ben Menasya. Rav is saying it's going to Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya. What does Shimon ben Menasya say? Shimon Menasya said that it makes no difference whether you pour into what. So too, Rav said it makes no difference if you pour cold water into a cup or into an urn. Even in the urn, it's okay. As long as it's not going to get cooked, that's fine, right? So this is similar to Rav. We take into account the... The Rav Shimon says there's no problem of cooking the water, right. So says Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, who is Machmir, holds Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, who's a Machmir as well, says that it depends where the bath, what does Rabbi Yochanan Nuri say? We'll see. Tani, where Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Omer, Rabbi Yochanan says, Mimali, hu adam chavish shomayim. A person could fill a bucket full of water, v'noisna kenegan amadura, and put it opposite a bonfire. It's hot. Ella Bishusha Toki got sown in Tinosa. Only that it's cold should come off of it. Yoridu Adam Vitoil Vitoinim Vitoilim Ischami Kenegram Dur Bishabis. The Kenegram Dur. A person can go down to the mikveh in cold water, come up and heat himself up opposite the fire, even though he has droplets of water on him. Divrei Meir. Chachoyim forbid this practice. Ask Yemar Yehusa Marai Meir. Meir said, good. Mata means Rabbanan. What's logical Rabbanan? So it says, Yeba Kaidumai Rabbi Yemio B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda. Let's say that Rabbi Yehuda holds like that which Rabbi Yeba said, Nei Rabbi Zira. Nei Rabbi Yehuda Mutzah Lavshir M'mokho She'al Choletis. It's a ritual to do this lukewarming in a place where the temperatures are yatzoletis. Hi. It's permissible to do this lukewarming business in a place where yatzoletis, meaning where the hand can still tolerate the heat. But also, Afshir Malkum Shani yatzoletis, you're not allowed to do this heating up in a place where your hands cannot tolerate the heat. So says more, very interesting question. I feel mokum shere yacholeta, see in a place where the hand cannot tolerate the heat. Ad heichon, how far can you still pour in water? That's a very strange question, because once the yad is not choletis, though, bo, it's yad so lettuce, bo, how can you pour in any water, right? So there are all a bunch of girsos here, Carbon Ada, Epine Moshe, I think, my opinion is that it's talking about a kli sheni. And kli sheni, granted, even if it's sheni acholetes, you can still put some stuff into it in order to get warm. But there's got to be a limit. What's the limit? It says one of this fact where you're passing, Rabbi Yudah ben Pasi b'shem, Rabbi Sim b'shem, Rabbi Yossi b'chini said, Achi noisi yodah l'tocha v'inichves. When your hand gets burnt by being put in this mixture, by being put in this liquid. Much later, much warmer. And until then, a cliché is mutter. At that point, a cliché becomes ulcer. To the best of my knowledge, one never entertains any such possibility. Right, no gray zone. Okay, there might be one because of our lack of knowledge, but there's no inherent gray zone. Okay? And then there's by Kli Sheni, Yanich Vesbo, right. Okay? Yad Nichves, Mamaisa, Halacha Mamaisa. We pass Yad Nichves, both Mavashal, any Kaili, even Kli Shlishi.
And that's more than Yad Sholetis.
Oh, most definitely. More than Yad Sholetis. Yeah.
So it's actually almost
more than
one.
Right. I know exactly, it's up there. Okay? So it says the Gemara, Hakomoidim Kli Shane.
You can make tea.
Not Yad Nichves. Not in any Kaylee.
The
No. So the truth is that there's a Chai Odom. You can argue in the Chai Odom. There are the Achorim arguing the Chai Odom, but that's what Chai Odom says. The Yad Nichvespo is not affected on by pouring. I mean, eventually it will, because it will cool down eventually. But it's not also to put anything Yad Nichvespo.
Okay, what about
Doesn't matter. It's the point. No matter what, I think it's Chai Odom and Chazanish, but no matter what level of Yad Nichvespo you reach, I mean, no matter what keli it is, as long as Yad Nichves, well, it's also. It's not, it can't be Yad Nichves, well.
So it can't be boiling out?
No, it can never be boiling out.
Or
can be very hot. Can't be very, very hot. Right.
I'm tired, but...
Try putting your finger down on your stove and see when you get it burnt. That's Yad Nichvespo. Okay? See what happens. All right, so it says more further. Mamin Kli Risho Mabi Kli Sheni. Let's skip. Yeah, the second to last line. Akomodim Kli Sheni Shu Mutter. Everybody's Kli Sheni is Mutter. Mamin Kli Risho Kli Sheni. Mamin Kli Sheni. What's it? Yes. Maybe, yeah. Well, sounds like it. Mabin Kli Risho, Mabin Kli Sheni. Om Rabbi Yossi Ka... What? What's the difference in Halacha? Yeah. We have to know from somewhere. Why can't it be Shabbos? Yeah, it could be fine here. Yeah. Well, we obviously know. I don't think it's more profound. We're not asking about the Spiros of Kli Risho and Kli Sheni. Kli Risho, Kli Sheni, Kli Shlishi. Chesed, Chochma Vina Das. No. I know, it's probably understood. That's, you know, it's not a question asked. One second. So I'm Rabbi Yossi, Kana Yachula, the truth is, Rabbi Yossi learns there's a material difference. And by Kli Rishon Yad is not Cholet, that's Kli Sheni it is. Right? Oh no, you don't want to say that.
I don't.
No, it was very bad. It's very bad for the Jews. Why? Because then Yad Klishen would have to actually be a lower temperature. Right, we want to see it Rabbi Yoina. Rabbi Yoina, kan v'kan ain't a Yad Sholetis. Klisheni, it's not Yad Sholetis. It's not Yad Sholetis. It's going to be much higher than Yad Sholetis, as long as it's not what? Nichvish, right. Elo also, so that's the case. Why they go down Klishan Rishon not Klisheni? Losu Hera Klishan, Losu Hera Klisheni. May extend Klishan not Klisheni. Now at the end of the next mission, the Gemara is going to say, why is it not the Raisa? Why isn't Klishan the Raisa? So the Gemara is going to say the Raisa, it has to be Al Ha'esh. Anything not Ha'esh is only Bishul Durabona. It's a Kiddush, but that's what he passed. So therefore, and when they made Isser, they only made on Klishan Rishon, not on Klishani. Okay? Amar Rabbi Mora, Hahein Pincha Da Roiza, the words of Messiah Leilava, derived from a vessel from a dish of rice, hot rice. It's derived from my father, Rabbi Mon, Rabbi Yoina, and Hahein Pincha Da Girsa, Girsa also the porridge. Is also say the Abba that retains its heat, and that's why that's called, by the way, a what's it called? The foodstuff, a dish of rice or a dish of cereal. The Dover Goosh. Dover Goosh, we have the passage of Basha and Klishani. That seems on the since the Yushami didn't hold that Xera. Yushami says that proving that Chirin Klishani and Klishani, that they're both the same heat, and nonetheless allowed to cook in Klishani, which is the same heat as Klishani. We're basking not that way. We're basking. In this case, we're not allowed to be cooking in Klishani. What was I saying? Yeah. I'm not allowed to put, let's say, your cholent on your plate next to your salad. Because the cholent might cook the salad. It's not like the Ushami. The Ushami says that the moment it gets to your plate, it's certainly Klishani, maybe even Klishlishi. Right. But we don't bounce no way. I was saying we give a Dover Goosh something solid, status of Klishlishi, no matter where it is. Okay? Yeah, honest. Not everybody holds a Dover Goosh, but normative Ashkenazic halacha does.
So you're saying we went through this. You're saying you cannot put salt on your challenge?
Well, salt is cooked.
Salt is cooked?
Sure. Yeah. First of all, salt is not a vegetable. But even though it's boiled in order to evaporate the water. So it's cooked already. Yeah.
We'll talk about ketchup.
Ketchup is cooked too, yeah.
Yeah, but it's considered a pasta according to the
Reagan. Yeah. It's cooked. It's also cooked for sure. Okay.
Did I finish the Mishnah? What?
The soup is a Klishlishi. That's Klishlishi and it's liquid. So it would have to be something solid, which you put in your plate. Ladle. I don't know if they serve soup in your house, but if they serve with a ladle, it's Klishlishi. Okay. Says you see that Klishani can still be hot because you move this rice or this cereal from pot to pot and it's still hot.
Yeah. How do we conclude now when it says
No, that's what I'm saying. The Ushami is not leaving the hills. At least the Rambam is Ushami. Because Ushami says Dover Goosh can become a Klishani. in solid substance. We pass in solid substance does not become cliche. It's a chumrah, but we have such a chumrah. Okay? Only liquids become cliche. Okay, if you take a very different pot off the fire when it's boiling, snap into it hot spices, herbs. You can put the spices, herbs into a plate, into your own eating plate or the serving dish, which is a cliche. Well, at least a cliche. Rabbi Yirmiyahu kol nosin chutzit davar shesh bo chometz tzeir, can get put spices into anything, says something which has vegetables and fish brine. Okay. Which has vinegar and fish brine. Mal lite tavli milamata v'laro soleh milamala. Can you put a tavlin, which is a spice, on the bottom of your vessel and pour on top hot water or hot soup, whatever the case may be? Iri kli rishon, right. Rabbi Yenison Omar also, iri kli kli rishon. Rabbi Yenison says, for any cause, that which you pour from kli rishon is like a kli rishon. Chaylud Rabbi Yenimin Adot, Rabbi Yenimin brought a proof from here. There's a law that if you have an earthenware jug in the Beit HaMikdash, it's used for Kodesh, so you have to break it before it becomes noiser. So you break both components of it, both the component that whichever you did it means.
Yeah.
Oh, kachim, pour kachim into it. This vessel. So in the way of vessel, based on mikdash. You have to then dispose of it before the stuff inside becomes noser. Am I not clear? Not clear? Right. We're out to prove something. We're out to prove that it is kli rishon. How are we proving it is kli rishon? Because if you pour hot korban juice into a pottery vessel, so then the pottery vessel has to be destroyed. Yes, because it absorbs korban juice. So it shows us that it, yeah. Okay? So, says the one.
It doesn't change its status.
What do you mean? It's hot. That's what makes it hot. What's the matter? Right, it has to be broken. Even break it preemptively. Okay? So, it says... Yeah, obviously, it's supposed to...
There's nothing you can do about it.
Right. So it says Gemara. Again, Echot Shabishabov, Echot Shiro Toho, the Rotech. It makes a difference if you cook it or put it in a pot in hot substance, you have to break the vessel. So the Chari is here, that clearly showed, excuse me, gets absorbed, right? Says Gemara. Arm Rabbi Yeser, we said, Tam on Kli Chere Shiro Toho Rotech. It says, Iri might not be like Kli Rishon. What's the difference over there? The vessel absorbs. So since it absorbs, so therefore it absorbs the prohibited substance as well, right? Here, the prohibited carbon juice. Here, it's not a question of observing, of absorbing. Hey, here we're looking whether the spice gets cooked. The spice doesn't get cooked. Hey, so Rabbi Yisrael Barabun, Vatari be clean of Choshes Kain, says they're coaching. Also by a copperware vessel. that copperware has got to be over, has got to be broken, right? Or it has to be koshered. What? Right, now it should absorb me. So it's the main mark clean the kosher blue brush butler, you're gonna say clean the kosher as bolea, clean the kosher absorbs, obviously not. So says the Gemara, Ma'u laros mina kaluach. We don't answer the question. Right, we don't answer the question. Ma'u laros mina kaluach. Can one pour from the flow? Now, this is a very difficult question. Because this is what we just covered. What's the difference? So, yeah. No, never mind. The Pnei Moshe says like this. No, Pnei Moshe, Kormei says like, Pnei Moshe says like, ignore that. I mean, they're difficult to understand. I think Mao Laos Mikuluch means, what's the status of flow while it's in the air? How do you look at when it's in the air? It's like in a Klerishon, like cliche. According to Manamot, Kato Govan, right? That it loses its potential as it comes to rest in the vessel, which is down there below. What's the status when it's in the air? That's our shot. Okay? Yeah, something is in the flow. Was that a good example? Buster Bechala. No, you don't have to. The Gemara will, though. But what about by Shabbos itself? You pour something hot from a clean Rishon on a raw piece of meat. Okay, put the meat in midair. No, it's not. It's got to be in a vessel to make it a klisheni. Right? It's got to be poured out of in a vessel to make it irish klisheni.
In the vessel, though, and it's connected to
the klisheni. Who says in a vessel? It's suspended in midair. I don't know why you say that. You're making that up arbitrarily. Yeah. But maybe it's worse when it's in midair. You know what the spore of klisheni is? The spore of klisheni is that the funnels of the kli are cooler. The walls of the vessel are cooler. 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 So if that's the case, maybe when... if that's the case, maybe when it's in midair, it's better. In other words, you're more chayav.
It's still connected to the
clean. It's still connected, and it hasn't fallen into the new vessels, yet.
It's still connected to the clean, which means it's still being in the arsha.
Right, which would be the reason me machmir.
Right.
Right, no, but then there are other reasons me mekel. That's what I was trying to explain. All right. Malos v'yakuch, am Rabbi Chanina, v'y Rav Hila, machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. This is machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. Same thing we have by Iri Klevish and Iri Klesha, they would argue here as well. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Bar Gufta, then Bar Gufta, Bar Kumi Rav Mona, he asked for Rav Mona, also came to Shabbos Chai Mishu Ravasha. What's the status about this period of his being involved on Shabbos? Also came Basar B'Cholav, he did it in Basar B'Cholav, right, with meat and milk. Mishul Vasho, the Chai cousin Vasho as well. He says, Mare, Amale, he says to him,
Kai the my Rabbi Zero. Zero. This is like Rabbi Zero. Jesus told Baruch, why are all these things not Mevasha? Because what is true Mevasha? Kol Shaur Mevasha Malik Tachtav, anything where the fire goes directly underneath the pot. Okay. What? Usually, but not here, obviously. I think.
Says the word.
What's my place? Why?
Because Ezu Tachu Borokosha, the Warawak Tachu, similarly over here. Without that, it's all the Rabbanan anyway. So therefore, I can be Makel, he says. You know, Mayor Koshul Noisin, Kol Noisin, the Chutu Dovajish Bochomet. He puts herbs into any fish brine or any thing like that, except for something which has extra vinegar into it. In order to allow an individual to partake, he has to have more salt in his herring. Yeah, but that may be no. Because salt raises the freezing point.
In other words, it raises the freezing point. If that's right, that's why you're saying the ice in the side. So they melt.
No, that would be it lowers the freezing point. No, raises the freezing point. It raises it, that's right. So it's a contradiction that's going on.
In other words, it has to be cold.
That's right. So that's good. That is good with this corn. Lows for the money, goes with the cooling point. That's good. Okay, so that's what the more it says. Rabbi Domer. The cold no saying. The cold. The kol nosei chutzi davashesh bochomet tzitzir. You can put herbs into anything, as long as it doesn't have vinegar and brine it. That's why I read the melech b'tzir yayim bochomet. Only if there's extra salt in the brine, because of course not just stam brine and extra wine in the vinegar, then it's also, but not otherwise. Okay. Ein nosei keli tachos and elakabu vaz Hashem was not allowed to put a vessel under the oil, you know, and under the vessel in order to catch oil. But you put it there from before Shabbos, it's permissible. Because it wasn't prepared from before Shabbos. Rabbi Chagai, boy, cover me beard. Very interesting question. We don't resolve it, of course. You know, you thought you were lighting candles. Turns out the moment you turned the back, the candles went out on you. Right? All of them. So, well, it's not germane how many of them. Ms. Fadel, and then he became aware of that afterwards. So there's a waste to mukta for this object or not. Okay? Do you understand the question? What? Right, because Lamaisa, his whole concept of being mocked to this is based on a mistaken premise. What's the mistaken premise? Those burning Benash Moshos. There's no premise, so don't say it's mukta, right? Or do I say, I guess that he would. What are the two choices?
Either there's Stam Das, or I remember now. He brings down the Tov Yerushalayim, brings down the two ways of looking at this. Well, let me see. Tell you the next case first, and then we'll talk about it. He lived for this Shabbos and remained lived for that Shabbos, partially. But then, in the middle of Shabbos, it went down. It was supposed to last for 7 days. So can you use it for the next Shabbos or not? This candle. Is that clear? It's a 7 day candle, right?
During, what about during the week? You're making it for the following Shabbos. You're designated for the
Shabbos. Designate what?
You
didn't know. You didn't know. You weren't aware of what was going on with it.
You
weren't aware.
You could not designate.
Right. So the Gemara doesn't answer this question. According to the two Yerushalayim, it's either, but this also is based either on Breira. Why is it based on Breira? Because you have to retroactively clarify what your intent was at Erev Shabbos. So okay, because there's Breira sometimes the Rabbanon, so maybe that's a valid complaint or a valid question. Or the other thing that's similar is Yehu Shalom Midas. It's the flip side of Yehu Shalom Midas. It's Das Shalom Midas. Right? You're not aware to have Das, but you consider as if you have Das. Okay? Says the Gemara first. So those are the two ways of explaining it. What? Right, Das Shalom Midas. Let's see more again. Rabbi Chaga boy, cover me with Yom Yisrael B'Shabbos. None of these it doesn't work. Actually, there's a machlokes whether Rabbi Yochanan was wearing the previous Gemara is saying something new. Okay, the Pashas is saying something new. There's nothing which is extant, explicitly extant on Erev Shabbos. Veino Be'echon is not considered prepared for Shabbos. Ela Dover Echon Bilvad. Except for one thing. What's the one thing? Raisins and dates. Because raisins and dates, you push them off, you completely reject them from your presence on Shabbos. Okay? Says the Mara Hezer Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer said, Hare Shemen, Benair. Oil in a candle, arei ubeino. It's manifest. Veino. It's there. Veino Be'echon. Yet it's not prepared. It's Kasha Rabbi Echon, right? Why is it not prepared? Right, Rabbi Yochanan said. Anything which is Beino, which is there, is prepared. So it's the oil in the wick is prepared.
Talking about for the next shot?
No, for this shot. It's a separate statement, Rabbi Yochanan statement. It should be considered prepared. The Sesmar no lechein knows the nusna b'shar rishoyin. She b'shar rishoyin shichla ner. When you put the oil in the candle originally, your intent was it should get all consumed. So therefore, you completely reject it. It becomes like what? What? Raisins and figs. Complete rejection, right? Says the Gemara. What about grain for planting? And they and their basis. So are they prepared? Right? Yet they're not prepared. So here we say a similar thing. It says you put in the ground that they should be consumed by the ground. So they're also pushed aside. What about chicks for eggs? They exist, but they're not going to be mukhan. They're under the mother. Says Malkach, no, to be sure, we shine a shoe. I'm sorry, skip. right? They're also mukta because they are deadly. All these things becomes like raisin and date. Hey, sir, what are you eating? Sukkah. What? Decorations of the sukkah, right? Adornments of the sukkah. They are explicit. They're prepared for all 7 days now to use them. So shani, there it's muktzah machmas. No. You get the tinsel Christmas decoration for a dime. Muktzah machmas chesun kis. What? Meals. Looks at Machmas Mius, right? Yeah. That's it, it says, no, it's a mitzvah, not Mius, mitzvah. Right? Sukkah, that's looks at Machmas Mitzvah. Hare, what? Mius, mitzvah. Alright. I should really erase that. It doesn't sound good. I didn't mean it. Shani, it's different. Domra Rav Avremi. Achui Rav Yesi. Koshi Vein Betain Agab Sukkot. What? Oh, Av Mori. All 7 days they are canceled, meaning that they're part and parcel of sukkah, because the noise sukkah aspect. For they're not taka prepared because they're taka bait. Hey, Siv Rabbi Chani, now a mukin shenis pasul. I don't know exactly about skormi. Ada says it's feathers which scatter from atmona. And Premosh says feathers would scatter out of a pillow. But I think feathers are like stones, right? So, even though they're like stones, and of course, be muktzah machmas kufa because of what they are. So it says, well, why didn't they put
what's going on?
Arabic. This anything which is extant is a food stuff. He didn't say anything which is a keli is a valid keli. Feathers, or not, they're not really feathers. These pieces of material, they're either a keli or they're not, but they're not ochel, right? So they that which Rabbi Yehudah said, the anything which is be'ein, is considered mukhan, is going specifically on ochel, on food. Anything else might be be'ein and not be mukhan. And that's why the mukin are not considered to be mukhan, because they're not food. Okay. Says the Gemara. Hey, sir. What? Yeah. What? They're either feathers in a pillow or the plumage from an animal. Okay. So it says Gemara. Ocha b'kelim. You ever tell you about by Kalim? I'm sorry, we just said. Hey, Rabbi Nasa. Hare muktzah shiyavesh. You have muktzah which dried up partially. The raisins and nuts. Raisins and dates. The raisins and figs. V'lo nagavo. You're not allowed to touch them. Why? Hare uvein, ovein, ovechon, olichor, v'sisoy, which exists, but it's not going to be mukhon. Says morahocha there, and here's a major typo, corner carbonata. Should be acha v'miktsasa. By when part of them are already dry, that's not as if they're all fully dry. And therefore, the entire area where they're drying is considered to be off limits. Okay? However, Madit Martamon, that which it says over there, that you're allowed to have
Martamon.
My matamon bekulon should be okay. So it's be mitzotzon, and might eat my tamon bekulon, meaning that that which we say that you can't that a muksa which is dry, what? Yeah. For all of it is royal achila. If all of it is royal achila, then even dates and figs can be saved, right? Because I say hadas on them because they're all like that, or maybe even retroactive das. According to the question we had on Aleph, right? Found about on Shabbos that they're ready to dry from before Shabbos, right? But that's why if they all dry it the same way, if they dry staggered, there's no way to rely on this. Why is no way to rely on that? And that's what Gemara is answering, because Gemara is saying it's not to be muchon. True, part of the batch of muchon, but you need the whole batch of muchon in order to consider it to be permissible. You don't have that. No, well, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, maybe. So, but he hasn't made the bottom line to where it goes around this. Metalin erchodeshav lo yoshim was allowed to carry a new candle, which is not mukta machmas mius. But not an old candle, because that's mukta machmas mius. Shemir kol neiros metalin chutz min aner hadolik b'shabbes. You can carry all candles except for a candle which is burning on Shabbos because the bus is never usher. Okay. Hey, see, Rabbi Chia Barabba Baracho. How can you say such a to explain such a bas? How can you say such a katsu mukta machmas mius? What to me that we learned claiming salve near Frogum Shalavir, that you can put a basket in front of chicks that they can go up and down on Shabbos. So why should it be that basket is mukta machmas mius? It's a repulsive, disgusting thing full of bird excrement. So I can use it on Shabbos, right? I mean, I do Krabi Yehuda. That's a Krabi Yehuda. The time we learn, Kol HaNeros Metaltlin, you can carry all candles. Chutz Min HaNer Adol B'Shabbos, every candle which burns on Shabbos. Steve Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, Nechodosh Mutaltlo. Even if it's burning on Shabbos, if it's new, you're allowed to carry it. Rabbi Shimon, Oimer, Kol HaNeros Metaltlin, carry any candle to burn on that Shabbos. What if it's between Rabbi Shimon and Meir? We'll see presently. Okay. Kava mutalatalto. That which he said you're allowed to. It's also part of Rabbi Shimon. That would say you're allowed to carry. It's only where the rays extinguish. Okay. Ma'isa halacha is you're allowed to carry a candlestick even when it's lit. If it's on a bus, it's ledover also by mutter, right? So here and here we're talking about we're assuming there's no buses. No, you're not allowed to. You're allowed to carry it. Yeah. It's on the books. I just taught it. This Mutzoy Shabbos on the books. Okay? Yes? I don't know. I don't remember. I don't think so. I think it's all chronim. Yeah, I think it's all chronim. But no, but you're allowed to. If you put a salt check on the tray, you're allowed to move the tray even when the cows are in. Why? No, the tray. Doesn't matter. Maybe you're right.
I used to.
Yeah. I don't know offhand. I don't know. So says more Rabir and Rabbi Ba. Rabbi Yehovah and Machlokas. Treyon b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Vol nemne Rabbi Yochanan. Charamar divrei Charamar divrei Meir. Kom Yuchal Yisroos. Korah Meir. Everything which is designated specifically for the purpose of Isser is also. It's Muktzah and Shabbos. Charon Amar. The other one said Kol Sheyichto Yisroos. Anything which is not specific, even if it's not specific for that purpose, if you decided to use it for that purpose, this Shabbos. Okay, it depends. This machlokas is in order for something to be muktzah Shabbos, it has to be designated for Isser always, or that you this Shabbos designated for Isser. That in of itself makes it muktzah. Okay, that makes it awesome. Okay, so it says umar. I didn't know which said which or which said which. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yirmiyah Shoal, Rabbi Chanina said, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, I ain't leave no love, Kim Yuchalisser, who isn't a brick. Yuchalisser, because a brick is Yuchalisser, right? It's for building. Have a, who do Omar? Must be used what it said, El Koam Yuchalisser, also anything which is Yuchalisser, is also, regardless of what your intent to use it is. For now, maybe intend to use the brick as a paper, it's the also. Says the Gemara, Mandamar, here's a big typo, according to Mashbiach. Mandamar, Kol Sheyichton, instead of Miuchot. Anyway, it says anything which you designate for Israel is also Kol Sheyichton, Miuchot. It's certainly true if it's Miuchot. If it's specially made for Israel, that it's also, right? If it's made for that purpose. Then at the Uman de Omar, then again changing, Manamar call him Yuchan, anybody who holds that it's something which is specifically made for that purpose, Avil Yichto Lo. What happens if you take a potato and you scoop out a potato and use it as a candlestick? So that would be the topping of the machlokas, right? Maybe you hold that it's Dafka something which is Miuchad. Can a scooped out potato candlestick become also on Shabbos? No, right? If you hold it, potato stick, if you hold it kosher yichto, right, anything which you designate, even not miuchot, so scooped out potato stick candlestick will be, potato stick, scooped out potato candlestick will be also, okay? Okay? New meaning for the word potato sticks. Whole new meaning for it. So again, it's a typo. Again, Shmi Mandamar Sheyichto Koshke Miuchot. Mandamar Miuchot Hoyichto Lo. Right? Because Miuchot is a subcategory of Yichto. It's also designated by somebody, but it's permanently designated. Okay? Masnisa Pligo Amandamar Kol. Again, the typo Koshe Yichto Leisroser. Our mission seems to argue on the case which says that Koshe Yichto. Why is that? Because it says the Tanina Taman Muchta Tanina Taman learns over there a wheel of a wagon. Bismanchi Nishmetis, when it can be taken off the wagon, ain't no chibulo. It's not going to be connected to the wagon. Therefore, Veinanim Dedisim, it's not measured with it when you come to measure 40 saw. If a kli is 40 saw, it's not makabel tumah. It's not part of a roof formed in an ola mace by the west of the rest of the wagon. You can't take hold the wheel on Shabbos when it has money on it. Aha! The tani, look, concerning the tayyulem mos v'noflu nigreris. If the one money fell off, you're allowed to carry the wheel. How could this be? It's yichto. You put the money on from before Shabbos. You can't use it on Shabbos, right? It says name for holding money. So it says the Gemara, I'm Rav Sheshes, Rabbi Shimon. That's like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, Kova Mutzal Tautulo. And here's the Mitzvah Ramei and Rabbi Shimon. Ramei or Yotz, if you're a delicate from before Shabbos, then you can't carry it even once it goes out. Rabbi Shimon holds once it goes out, you can carry it. So this is going to Rabbi Shimon holds once the money falls off, even though you miyachid it, even though you designated it for the purpose of holding money, since it's not miyuchad, it's not special for that purpose, once the money falls off, it's okay. All right, we're going to have to, let's do two more lines. Two more lines. Amrin.
What's wrong?
At 6 or more and more awake. Amrin, Armin love with no tachlin tonight. Armin lama lay. Lama lay san amfachul adivra koli. Why do you say it's going to everybody? Right? Bishokeach, when you forgot the money on there, so then you're always allowed to carry. Right? Because shokeach doesn't become a buses. Leisa yoch, you can't. It says there if the wagon wheel can't come off, it's mechuber to the wagon. It's measured within measuring 40 saw. Because you go by displacement, not by volume. Whatever the wagon would displace when it was put in the water. So it means even the wagon which has no receptacle, the wagon wheel which has no receptacle can be included. The intent is part of a roof for all a mace. If you're going to have a Shabbos, you can take it on Shabbos, have appreciation for Sochamos, even though there's not money in it. Because it's tough to the wagon. This can be done, but we forgot. There would be no Kiddush. So but even if you put it there intentionally, you're still allowed to carry it. Why? Because it's part of the wagon, so the money's not Choshev. It's bottled to the Chashivas of the wagon. So it must be in the ratio also we're talking about where you put the money there intentionally. So if the safest everybody puts their money intentionally in its Mutter, the ratio is saying it's Osir because you put the money there intentionally, but once the money falls off, it's okay. That must be like Rebbe Shimon. And once the candle goes out, you're allowed to carry it. We'll stop here for this evening. We'll continue with this tomorrow night. Okay.